During those 2 years at King County Jail, when he wasn't writing legal briefs, Hathaway read probably 100 books and wrote the rough draft of his autobiography, which he titled I Fade Away. He wrote about the robberies, of course, but also about their unraveling of a life. It's really a painful story about a guy who pretty much had it made and lost it all because he became addicted to pain medication that he was prescribed to by his family doctor. He wrote in an email from prison, "I deserve to be in prison for robbing banks. OxyContin took almost everything from me. I didn't deserve that." When he transferred to Monroe from King County, the draft of his autobiography and all of his personal drawings and papers were lost. For the past 3 years, Hathaway, now 50, has been living at Monroe with more than 2,000 other inmates. First, he was inside the walls at the maximum security prison. But after a year, officials moved him to a minimum security unit that everyone calls the camp. Here, Hathaway has a window that opens, a TV with 90-some channels, and a job doing maintenance in the special offender unit, which gets him out of the camp from 7:30 a.m. to 3 p.m., 5 days a week. His pay is 42 cents an hour, with a maximum of $55 per week, and 20% of that goes to court fees and restitution for his crimes. The court ordered Hathaway to pay back $76,500 with 12% interest. It'll be around $112,000 by the time I get out, he tells me during a visit in June, but I have my whole life to pay it off. A lawyer told him that as long as he makes payments every month, even small ones, he can apply later to have the interest waived. In 5 years, Hathaway can claim his Boeing pension. He's still the 50% owner of the drive-through coffee shop, though it's making less than half of what it did a decade ago. And he's heard Boeing hires felons. "There's a possibility I could go back," he says, "but I'm not sure I want to work for a big company again."